Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Jermaine Scott Fitness Podcast Radio Show, coming to you on this Easter Sunday, March the 31st, 2024. Hopefully it finds you staying safe and staying sweaty all at the same time. On today's episode, just talking about something we all know, or we should know. Maybe you find yourself practicing it or not practicing it or ignoring it, but it's an old parable. Life is like a cup of coffee. We'll dive into that here today and a handful of other things, kind of like a mixed bag episode, if you will. I do have a more detailed episode on fitness myths. I think we have probably the top 10. Now, we've done ones on fat loss before and building muscle, and we'll do a debunking one. Courtesy of my friends over at the Mayo Clinic here, and I'll probably do that. My goal is next week, give or take. Obviously, I'm here on a Sunday, on Easter Sunday, but the weather sucks here, so we did Easter the day before, because that's how we roll. But there's just, my schedule's been funky all over the place. I have a lot of projects that we're working on, a lot of different pieces of our business, a lot of phone calls, a lot of meetings. Just a lot of kind of joint venture stuff where normally my schedule is very kind of planned out, and it's very, you know, Terminator style, robotic. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to kill everybody and I'm going to move forward. And it's still that way, but there's little pieces that are popping up when I can't control them. So hence the episodes coming out on different days. And some of these I got to give you guys some quick hitters, because the detailed ones, obviously with guests take a lot of logistical things to go right and timing, but also the ones that are more detail-oriented do take some research, so I don't sound like a complete idiot. So that's where I'm at, but I do have a deep dive with you guys on the fitness myths, probably coming sometime next week. So just know that's coming your way. And this one is probably not as fitness-related, but I got a little piece for you here. But if nothing else, easy listening when you guys are on a ruck doing mobility or just out living your life and you choose to listen to us here. So I do appreciate you for that. Before I jump in, again, Jeremy Scott Fitness app is live and rocking. All my weekly workouts updated every single week. The 30 for 30 program, they are on week number 3 right now. So I guess I got to pick the week number 2 winner. That program's in there. 13 other programs, 14 other programs. On top of that, 1,000 plus videos, nutritional content, and everything else in between. So the thing is, it's more fitness than you'll ever need in your life, and we're always adding new things and tweaks. And I actually have a bunch of stuff coming to the app from the great and powerful BJ Gadur. I'll share more of that later. Monica and I were actually on a call with him on Friday, dinner with him about a week and a half ago, him and David Jack, which I'll touch on in this episode here quick. And then Monica and I were on a call with him on Friday, just going over a lot of the pieces. So a lot of the things that he does that I wouldn't do, we're going to basically bring to the app. So you'll get a lot of some of the best shit that he's done. And then I'm going to do like a combo program. I'm going to get to this, and I'll share it to be like him and myself kind of married together in one really detailed, complex program. But there'll be a bunch of awesome stuff coming. So if you like BJ and you like his stuff, there'll be some things in the Jeremy Scott Fitness app from him. Actually, it'll be quite a bit. So I think of our – this is how I think of it. Like, our app now is like Netflix. And, you know, I'm going to acquire like Hulu, and I'm going to acquire like Paramount Plus, and give you guys the best stuff I possibly can from me and my circle of people inside the app. So if you guys are into that, that is coming your way. But if you guys want to obviously – you need help, you need a coach, you need accountability, you want to talk to somebody, a couple of pennies a day. Literally, it's fucking stealing. So jeremyscottfitness.app, you guys can get a week for free. Check it out. We give away a lot of free stuff. I try to be as generous as I can with my time, information, knowledge, and obviously with the money we spend on the prizes and flying you guys out here to see us and hang out. So see you savages inside the app. Also, you guys already know, Dave DiLorenzo and myself been rocking our mastermind group here for all of 2024. If you are a solopreneur, entrepreneur, small to medium-sized business owner, and you want to you know, shortcut your way to becoming a millionaire or a multimillionaire, scaling your business, creating a not just more money, but a better work-life balance and creating your ideal life next to your ideal business. That is what Dave and I are doing inside of this group. We've both created lifestyles that we enjoy and love and have been taken advantage of, and we both made, you know, more money than I'm assuming we ever thought we would make. At least I know I have. I'm sure Dave is the same. So if you guys are looking, you know, to elevate your career or change careers or just become, you know, completely self-sufficient and financially independent on your own, and you're looking, you know, to understand how do I, you know, build a business and build a life that I want and become, you know, financially stable and, you know, for lack of a better term, you know, rich by all sense of the word on top of it, that's what this group is. So if you guys are interested, the link's in the show notes, jeremyscottfitness.com/built-different-mastermind. You can reach out to me, you can reach out to Dave. We're happy to chat. You'll have a coach in your corner and be surrounded by a group of like-minded, awesome people as well. And you get full access to us. So if there was something like that early on in my life, it would have helped me. Eventually, I did find multiple mastermind groups and influences and mentors, which is, I wouldn't be here without them. You know, I say that all the time. There'd be no Jeremy Scott Fitness without a David Jack and with like a BJ Gadoor and a lot of other influences along the way. So that's, I'm fortunate enough to be in a position in life now to be able to kind of provide that to other people. So that is what the group has been founded on. And you guys already know AG1, the one thing I take every single day and I never miss. So not only did it replace my multivitamin with the simple scoop and pack, but I got rid of like 15 different pills. So if you guys are looking to A, cover the gaps in your nutrition, you know you're a person who doesn't eat enough fruits and vegetables, this is for you. Prebiotics, probiotics, digestive enzymes, magnesium, B vitamins for energy, adaptogens, vitamin C, zinc, all of these things are packed into there. It's the best tasting one, in my opinion. It takes all of about 30 seconds to do every day. You can travel with it, especially when life gets hectic and crazy and you know you're not eating enough micronutrients. This covers the gaps in your nutrition. You still have to eat real food. You can't eat like an asshole, but this is the thing that will help you get there. That's why I've worked with these guys for the past 7 years. So if you want a 100% free sample, free, on me, no questions asked, send us your name, mailing address, reach out to us, DM, email, wherever. We'll ship it right to your front door. You can try it. If you like it, then you get hooked up with all the free stuff from there. But if you want to check it out today, drinkag1.com/JeremyScott gets you a year's supply of free vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with order 1. The link is in the show notes. Again, you guys, especially with travel and being busy, job, career, kids, and you're someone who eats like one vegetable a day or you're somebody who eats no vegetables a day, this would be the thing I would throw into my life. So hit me up if you want a free sample. Otherwise, link is below. All our other podcast sponsors are going to be in the show notes, our friends at JLab Pro, Sleep Sold Separately, and everybody else that we rock with is there for you guys today. Now, just a handful of things here before I jump into the full episode titled Life is Like a Cup of Coffee. Now, this original parable, I don't know where it came from. It's been written and rewritten a million times in between. It's kind of one of those lessons in life that never get old. I did one a couple of weeks back on the fisherman and the businessman. Just on perspective and gratitude and really, you know, what are we chasing? And there was a quote, I'm going to see if I can find it here quick. I shared with our mastermind group folks the other day, just in terms of business and career in life. And I know some of you who listen, like, well, Jeremy, I don't run my own business. I work for a major corporation. I don't really think that matters. Depending on how you frame things, like, it's all interconnected. If you look at like how we keep stats and how we, you know, compare and measure against others, John Goodman had thrown a piece out probably like a week or so ago, and I clipped it, and it was just this basic concept of, you know, when you become successful in business, and whether that's, you know, entrepreneur or you're working your way up the corporate ladder, or, you know, in the medical field, or in, you know, if you're an attorney or you're going to be a judge or a CPA or whatever it may be, it doesn't matter. when you become successful in business, the world and society, in the machine, that's what I always refer to as like the machine. Like, I don't want to be part of the machine. Like, we all are. It's an economical world. You have to, you know, play the game within the parameters of the rules that are laid out. But it's very broad is how I look at it. And I don't, doing this for a living, like being an entrepreneur, I don't look at the world the same way I did like when I was in school or when I had this short stint in corporate America. My mind is kind of free to wander, where there's not as many boundaries. And so I look at things from a different standpoint, and I don't look at it from this, it has to be this way. But I think when you do become successful, the world and people around you will try to convince you you need to scale things to go much wider and much bigger, but not deeper. And I believe that's a kind of a part of this endless quest to make more money. But why, right? And for what purpose? Like, if you are an entrepreneur and you're listening, or you want to be one, or you're somebody who wants to have, like, in my opinion, an enriched, happy life, stop adding, you know, ridiculous amounts of complexity into your life that you don't want, with time that you don't have, for rewards that you don't need. Now, I'm paraphrasing that, you know, as Goodman put it out, which is really closely connected to Fight Club and the Tyler Durden quote. If you guys remember, we actually have the quote up on our wall here. It's, you know, we buy things we don't need with money we don't have to impress people we don't like. Like, that makes no sense to me. And I don't believe we get caught up in that kind of rat race. So it's got to be bigger in this. Like, sometimes it does. But sometimes it doesn't. And sometimes, like, as we say here, you know, your fitness can steal your fitness. Your success can steal your success. Your financial success can steal your life success. And your financial success at times can steal your life happiness. Now, I'm not saying don't go out and make a shit ton of money. I think it's cool and it's fun to have a lot of money. But there comes a tipping point where your output and effort, the ROI is not worth it. You know, it's the old, like, the things that you own end up kind of owning you. And it's like, you know, your career owns you. You don't own it. And I had someone message me the other day, just schedule work stuff. You know, they're like, I really struggle to make it into the gym even one day a week. And there's no judgment here for me. But if it's because of your job and career, like, you're not successful. I don't care how much fucking money you make. If you can't go exercise 3 times a week for 30 minutes at a crack in a scheduled place with a coach and a community, and you can't find the time to get away from, like, your job and life, that is not success to me. I don't care if you make $10 million a year. That seems like a prison. That's something I would want to break away from. And I share that just off of piggybacking off of the dinner I had with David Jack, again, a lot of you guys are familiar with. It's been on the podcast multiple times. Dave he's the GOAT in fitness, in my opinion. And then obviously BG Gadur, who I've had BG on multiple times. We've worked together on so many things over the years. I'm very fortunate to meet them. BJ's 41, David Jack's 51. And just talking about, you know, work and life and the balance of it and how much you put into your craft and how much it pays you back, and just the different perspectives, you know, from us being in our 40s and Dave Jack being in his 50s. And we're talking about all the things we have going on, you know, in our life, and, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly. I'll leave it at that. Obviously, we went to dinner. We typically always go to Capitol Grill. It just habitually became our spot over the past, I don't know, decade or so. And we tend to do these, you know, if nothing else, worst case, semi-annually. So every 6 months, but if we can do them every quarter, even better. And the dinner started at 5, and I got there right about 5 p.m., and I got my truck at 10:12 p.m. So it's a 5-hour dinner. And so I can't share everything with you. We should have just recorded it. It could have been an epic podcast, but a lot of personal things, you know, between all of us. And again, the ups, the downs, and everything in between. And I'll share this with you because I have been all gas, no brakes for the better part of Jeremy Scott Fitness being around. So since age of, you know, basically 25, 26 to now I'm in my 40s, it's been all gas, no brakes. I've worked a lot of 100-hour weeks. You guys know this. I'm not saying that to brag. It's just it's what was required at the time. It's what was necessary. And there is something as you get older, not that you don't have the same energy, you don't recover as fast from it, or maybe you just are not willing to put up with as much bullshit, you know, or you're like your patience wears thin. And I like to believe I'm a pretty patient person. I think Heather could even vouch for me there. But there's just certain things I'm not willing to do at this point. And I don't have to do either. And that, for a lot of you, it's the same with your fitness journey. There's a lot of things you used to do that maybe you had to do, but now you've put in the work. You don't have to do it anymore. You can maintain and actually be, and I don't even like the word maintain. You can keep what you have earned, but you can actually build on top of that with less effort. You're getting more done with less. It's, I guess, how we talk about in fitness, how light loads can go a long way. Like, I can come in here and bang out 100-pound dumbbells, you know, let's say on the flat bench for sets of 10, but I could also take 70s and go through a deep full range of motion and actually let the pec stretch, and I can work on isometric holds at the top and bottom, and I can obviously squeeze through different rotations. And I would argue that I look, you know, in my opinion, just as good, you know, in my 40s at 40, you know, that I did at 30 by doing less damage to my joints. And that's what we're talking about. That's the same for your financial life. If you obviously invested money early, the compound effect, if you did things when you built your business and when you built your career, and the same thing with your physical body. And to summarize the entire dinner to give you guys some value from it, depending on what stage you're at in your life and your career, there's seasons where you have to grind and eat shit, and there's seasons where you can actually step back and just like start to appreciate what you're doing, which is, there's this book, it's called Gap and Gain. There's this connection here piece where a lot of times people focus on the gap in their life versus the gain in their life. And they look at success and like, well, how successful have I been? Well, I still have to do all these things. That's the gap, right? And the gain is everything that you've already done. So instead of looking at your life like how you measure your success and your worth, and that's up to you guys, hopefully it's intrinsic, like internal versus external. But if it's not, I would start to focus on the internal things and not be chasing external bullshit, house, cars, status, what people say about you, because that shit don't fucking matter. It's who you really are inside. And if you can be happy with yourself when all that other shit is gone, you're in a good spot. But when you're judging yourself, not against what you don't have and what you haven't achieved, you just stop right where you are today and look backwards at where you started to see where you are now. And it's a pretty huge distance. And you'd be pretty proud of yourself, like, holy shit. Don't look at what you still have to do. That's great, and it's on the horizon, which you'll never reach, but it's all the things behind you that you've done. And then you step back and you go, holy shit, we've done X, Y, Z, A, B. Wow, that's a great life. And we get caught up in the culture, in America, in society, always chasing, you know, wanting more and bigger and better. And again, I'm a fan of having goals to shoot for, but know that those are things that you want. They're not things that you need, okay? Like, Heather and I were just going back and forth on some different things the other day. Sent me this house, not to buy it, but just to look at it. Hey, I like the design of whatever, and I'm an idiot. I don't know shit about design. And sends me this image, and the house is 5,000 square feet. That is not something I need. Honestly, it's not even really something I want. I'll take something bigger. If it has like a full-size NBA basketball court, like that would be super cool. If it had a, you know, a built-in sauna and this, those are all things I would want to have, you know, but I don't need them. So hopefully you guys are understanding what I'm saying. I don't need any of those things to be happy. If I get them, cool, and it will enhance my life and it'll probably be more fun and it's better, but you don't need them. And the stress of certain things, what you are willing, like what you'd have to pay, not just in terms of money, but time, effort, energy, it isn't worth it. And that's, I'm bringing this all around to wrapping up our dinner, where I shared a lot of the stuff that I've been building and working on and doing and just going through in life with friends and family, friends of ours who have actually, you know, died, and friends of ours who have, you know, these kind of terminal illnesses and diagnoses, which are not good. And it really makes you sit and question your life and like, what the fuck, you know, are we doing, you know, if we're not enjoying the journey. And BJ had sent me a quote, maybe it was even the night, but the next morning. And he sent me this quote with a Michael Jordan, a gift connected to it. This is why him and I are great friends. And he sends this quote and he says, "Stress is undefeated. But very few can handle it like you, J. Scott. You've earned the right to take some time for yourself. It's just fadeaways at 80% for you now. Let the compounding begin, my man." And then sends this gif of Michael Jordan, just smoking fadeaways. And A, this is why him and I are great friends, because very few people would ever send me anything like that. And two, I look at that, if you're a basketball person, in terms of just career-wise and life-wise. And if I look at, if you're not a basketball fan, it's going to make no sense to you. But like Jordan in his first three-peat, like MJ in the, you know, 90, 91, 92, in that first three-peat before he retires for baseball, it's like athletic-ass MJ in his prime, dude. He retires in his prime. He comes back. He's still prime MJ, and not that he's not athletic still, because he's still a killer, but this becomes super smart, cerebral, fadeaway MJ, where he doesn't have to always blow by you. He doesn't always have to dunk on you. It's him posting up on the wing, in the triangle, back to the basket, and there's nothing you can fucking do. And he just left, right, fadeaway, just buckets all day. And that's how I read that. And the reason I share it is because for some of you, depending on how old you are, where you're at in your career, where you're at in your financial journey, where you're at in your fitness, there's certain things that are not worth you stressing out over anymore. And it's not worth it for you to get up and kill yourself to try to achieve something that really doesn't mean anything to you internally. If you've done the work, if you've been building yourself up, maybe for you it's just fadeaways at this point too. And you let the compounding effect begin and you get more done with less. So anyways, I thought that was amazing and I wanted to share it with you. And I know for some of you, you're like, what the hell is this dude talking about at this point? But I do think that's important. And knowing, you know, if you've laid a foundation, you don't have to keep eating shit forever. You know, it's... at some point, you have to enjoy the journey and you have to really appreciate how far you have come and measure yourself by the gains you have made in your life thus far and not the gap that you still think you need to cross. So that I thought was important. I do want to share two quick quotes and I'll get into today's message here from you guys, as this is just kind of like a catch-up session. Heather sent me this... Everything Happens for a Reason, Spiritual Magic post, and I wanted to share it with all of you guys as well. Because again, we're all on a journey. I don't know if you're having a great day right now or a bad day or a shit season or a good season. And sometimes those last 7 days or 7 weeks or sometimes 7 months, and it sucks, dude. And the only thing I know for certain in life is everything's temporary. So if you're having a bunch of awesome days and weeks and months in a row, you're probably going to get some shitty ones thrown your way. That's just how it goes. And then obviously vice versa. And the note here says, and I quote, "Everything, your highs, your lows, your happiest moments, and the most impactful ones, your failures and your successes, your losses and your gains. Just remember, people can't come in and out of your life for no reason. The lessons you learn and the growth that you experience is never spontaneous. It's always meant to be. There's a higher purpose, a goal, a final destination, or a peak in your journey that you'll have no idea until you reach it. But for that, you need to climb the mountain. For that, you need to look for deeper meaning. For that, you need to pay attention to everything and everyone around you, especially those that love you and leave you. there are some lessons that only people and their existence can give you. There are some lessons that only pain can bring out. There are some lessons that the biggest joys of your life will reveal to you. And there are some lessons that you never know and you never knew were lessons until they walked out of your life. Think about it. Only then will you stop treating your growth as an accident and start appreciating it as the most beautiful journey created just for you. I thought that was important and a cool thing just to share for the fact of, like, again, not to get like this super downer point of view, but you don't know the last time a lot of things are going to happen. You know, it's like a quote from The Office. Andy's on there in that kind of that final season. And he's like, he goes, I wish someone would stop and tell you, you know, like you're in the good old days. He's like, I wish someone would stop and tell you like when the good old days were happening before they completely passed you by. Because you don't really know, right? There'll be a last time, like there was a last time from like for me that I played with all my college, you know, teammates. But you kind of know that's going to happen, right? Like, you know there's going to be an end game, but you don't know when the game will be, but you know it's coming up. There was a last time, like, we all got together, all my Knott Valley homies, and played in the Knott tourney one last time. We didn't know it was going to be the last one. And there's going to be a last time, like, you know, my dog's 14 years old. There'll be a last time, like, when I take my dog to the park. There'll be a last time, like, when we fall asleep together. Like, there's all these moments, like the last time you talk to your husband or wife or your mom or dad, or the last time you do whatever. Like, we're not here like forever. So as I've kind of gotten into this phase and, you know, being older in life, you really start to think about it like, man, some of these things are going to be, you know, the last time. So I really need to appreciate every season of life that I'm in. Because even if it might not be perfect or ideal, it's a season that I can take something from, and I have to appreciate it, you know, for what it is. Because again, you wake up and a year went by, 3 years went by, 5 years went by. So just a message to appreciate the 86,400 seconds you guys have each and every day. Which brings me to just a quick Thomas Plummer quote I wanted to share for all my fitness people out there. For trends and things that obviously they come and go. And this is just a side note. It has really nothing to do with today's episode. But he's just talking about fitness trends and how they die. And they usually die these horrible deaths of kind of like financial starvation. And this is for all my fitness people out there who are doing the good work. Just do the things that are tried and true. And this is for everybody out there who's listening. If you're listening to Jeremy Scott Fitness Podcast, you're probably into fitness. The things that work have always worked. They're never going to change. The shit that's, you know, trendy in the moment or the hot thing, they'll come and go. But the things that always work are always going to work. The old shit of 50 people jumping up and down on steps in a gym just for their main exercise is dead. Boot camp anything is dead. A team sweating shoulder to shoulder in a small-ass room is dead. Getting on reservation lists to, like, pray to get into some spin class is dead. Being alone in your bedroom on a fucking Peloton trying to get fit, that to me, that's dead as well. That's a really expensive $2,000 essentially clothing rack for your underwear. Just doing the gimmick stuff, and I like all these tools, right? But just doing a suspension training class, only doing kettlebells, only doing sandbags, only doing maces and steel clubs, and only doing just this Tabata-style training, they're all good tools. And they're all great to use, but they're just tools you use in the gym. What lasts, you guys, is what's always lasted. Pick up some weights, move them around, make your body think, you know, challenge yourself a little bit. Push things, pull things, throw things, squat things, and then do it again. Walk every day. And if you walk, maybe start rucking. And if you're a person who likes to run, and your joints can take it, do a little running. Hop on an assault bike. Get your body moving. We get so caught up in the hard, new, difficult trends and the plain, stupid things in fitness. A lot of times we forget the basics of fitness and the basics of life, like just simply walking and hiking and crawling and simply lifting weights. And that's all you really need to do, you guys. And that's all the smart people really want to do at the end of the day. And I hope if you're a coach out there, you understand this, and know that what you've always done is what's always worked, and it's all you need to really do. Again, I'm not against equipment and fancy, you know, things, but at the end of the day, everybody who's listening to this on a fitness journey, it's really simple. It's not about the fancy tools. It's not about all the, you know, your glucose monitor and your Apple Watch, and you got to have the perfect shoes and all your matching fitness gear, and you have to have the newest rower. Or, dude, at the end of the day, move your body through space, pick up shit, carry it around, whether it's overhead, single arm, rack carries, farmer's carries, if it's a ruck, if it's a heavy vest, push a sled, push things, pull things, overhead press things, and just keep your body moving every single day, and you're going to be successful. The other stuff is great, and you can use those tools, and you can sprinkle them in, but just hang on to the tried and true. And oftentimes, we get lost in the fanciness of what things look like versus the thing that we actually need to appreciate and what actually works, which ties me into this life is like a cup of coffee parable. In the original post, there's like a Audrey Simplicity. I can share it on my email newsletter list. You guys will get it sometime this week. It'll pop up probably Friday. But the story is just about a conversation between a professor and his former students. And they gather at the professor's home after stepping into the corporate world over many years. So these are people who have worked in corporate America for 5 to 10 years. So people who are probably in their early 30s, somewhere in there. It's a group of alumni who are highly established in their careers. They get together with their university professor, and the conversation turned into complaints about stress in their work and also in their life. And the professor, offering his guests coffee, he went to the kitchen and returned with, the fancy coffees and an assortment of cups for the students to take. So he's this, you know, fancy, expensive, legit coffee in a container, and a bunch of cups for them. Now, they're porcelain cups. There's some red plastic solo cups. There's some glass cups. There's some crystal cups, and just some ones that are plain looking. Some are expensive. Some are exquisite. And he's telling the students, hey, help yourself. Grab some coffee. We'll sit down here, and we'll have a chat. And when all the students had their cup of coffee in hand, the professor said, if you noticed, all the nice-looking expensive cups have been taking, leaving behind the plain, cheap red solo cups and the plastic cups and the ones that don't stick out as much as the others. And while it's normal for you to want, obviously, only the best for yourself, that is also the source of problems and stress for many people. Be assured that the cup itself has no quality to the coffee. In most cases, it's just a more expensive, and in some cases, it even hides what you drink. And what all you really wanted was just the coffee, not the cup. But you consciously went for the best cups, and you began eyeing each other's cups and looking at what everyone else was doing around you. Now consider this. Life is the coffee, the jobs, the money, the positions in society are the cups. They're just tools to hold that contain life. And the type of cup we have does not define nor change the quality of the life we live. Sometimes by concentrating only on the cup, we fail to enjoy the coffee. You have to savor the coffee, you guys, not the cup. And I'm going to repeat this a couple times here before I let you go. The happiest people don't have the best of everything. They just make the best of everything. They live simply, they love generously, they care deeply, and they tend to speak kindly. Now, naturally, we would gravitate towards what is visually appealing to us, whether it's an object or a person. That's just how humans are wired. This is why many of us would spend our hard-earned money on luxury goods like handbags and shoes and clothes and watches and jewelry. And for some, it might be fancy cars or fancy homes. Now, again, I've said this on here 1,000 times. I'm not against the fancy stuff. But what I would ask anybody is, do all these luxury things really improve the quality of your life? Sometimes they do. Sometimes they don't. And honestly, across the board for most people, no. I have some nice things myself. I've experienced joy at a point when I've bought them. But when I use them or I wear them or just time goes by, the joy fades for me. And for me, it's actually pretty quickly. If I kept buying to experience that initial joy, I would have to spend more time at work. Needless to say, this is something that many people do. But I'm not interested in this because I've found even more with the more expensive things in my life, the quality of my life did not get better. In fact, for me personally, the more stuff I own, the more the stuff owns me. Again, I shared the Tyler Durden quote earlier, the things you own end up owning you. The stuff I own tends to distract me from actually living my life. It's, you know, for me, again, I drive a Ford pickup truck. You know, it's 11, 12 years old. The thing will probably last me till I'm dead. Now, I have a newer Ford Bronco for sure that my dad talked me into buying because he said I'm going to die one day with all this money. So what the fuck am I doing? Which is cool. And it's fun. And it's fancy. But it's a Ford. You know, I don't have a $200,000 Porsche. I don't have a $250,000 Mercedes. To me, that stuff would stress me out. If it got scratched or nicked or dinged or something, it would distract me from living my life. And that's just me. That's not a knock on anybody else. I'm just sharing with you my point of view. My goal is not to have the fanciest cup to hold my coffee in. I don't need the fanciest things. I just need to enjoy the coffee. I need to enjoy my life. And for me, that's simplicity and having flexibility and freedom. For me, discovering, you know, the true value of happiness is that. It's the experiences that I can relive, like doing things I enjoy, the freedom to steal moments with my friends and my family and my wife. It's the freedom of free time. It's the freedom of travel. It's the freedom to experience and to gain new perspective. And not forgetting to spend time with my loved ones, like or my dogs, for example. It's the simple things in life that matter the most to me. And I guess what you have to ask yourself is on your journey, on your hustle, you know? And again, we've all been guilty of this shit, you know, for me, for sure. And I think some of the things that have, you know, came my way in the last couple of years of my life with friends and family and just, you know, the experiences that touch you and shape you and change you, maybe it's meant for me to slow things down and really look at it and say like, hey man, like, what are you doing all this for? You know, is it really necessary and is it making you happy? And to kind of question, you know, what is the true value to you? Like, what makes your life great? What makes your life meaningful? You know, add that, you know, to the existing, you know, content in your cup of life. And remove what distracts you from living your life. And again, for me, that's, you know, this constant hustle. And it was never the money for me. Again, it's good to be financially independent and wealthy versus being broke and struggling. But there's a balance there. And we're putting these on t-shirts, just really a limited run, which my dinner with Dave Jack and BJ, we talked a lot about. You know, what did it cost you? And it's the Thanos quote. From Avengers, and you know they ask, you know, she asks him, "What did it cost you?" And he goes, "Everything." And I don't want you guys to be doing things that cost you your health, your happiness. It's just not worth it. None of it is. So to me, you have to remove the things that distract you from living your life, and add the things that bring you the most happiness. And that brings you back to life is like a cup of coffee. Because the best people, the happiest people don't tend to have the best of everything. They live simply and they make the best of everything. And they spend more time with their loved ones. They give back and they enjoy the beauty of nature. They explore the city or the town that they actually live in, and they get out and see the world, and they really just live their fucking life. And they're not just on this constant grind and hustle to, you know, have more and do more. And again, I think it's awesome to have a goal and a focus outside of yourself. But just make sure, again, like I'll go back to, you're doing it intrinsically. You're doing it because you want to do it. You're not doing it for any external shit. And a lot of times we do things just for ego. And again, obviously, you know, when you have like ego death and you can let go of that shit, the importance of what you're doing becomes really crystal clear. At least it has been for me on my career journey, and the things that I think are important now and cool now versus what I used to think were cool. And that does change with age. And so everything I do now is intrinsically driven. There is nothing that I do now that I do for external praise, not from anyone, not from my wife, not from my friends, not from my family, sure as fuck not from anybody on the internet. It doesn't matter to me. Everything I'm doing now is because internally it's what I think needs to be done, and it's what I want to do for the goals that matter to me. They do not matter to anyone else. When I was younger, a lot of that shit I think I needed to do for whether it be the industry or my peers or for authority. I got to work with this brand. I got to be on this magazine cover. I got to work with this company. I have to get this speaking engagement. I have to get this sponsorship contract. You name it. A lot of that shit really wasn't done just for me. A lot of it was done for the outside world. And now, being a, you know, middle-aged man from the Midwest in the fitness game, I do everything for myself internally. And it's a good place to be. And that doesn't mean you don't want things. You just know, like, you don't need them to be whole, right? Like, I don't need somebody to tell me I look a certain way to be whole. I don't need somebody to tell me I'm successful to be whole. I don't need to look a certain way or perform a certain way to the outside world. I need to do that for myself if that's important to me. And I share all that with you, and I try to be, you know, give you these episodes that really have nothing to do with fitness, but everything to do with fitness because it's all interconnected, just to have perspective on the journey of life. Because there's no handbook, there's no rules, there's no guide. We're all just kids playing adult and making this shit up as we go. And I think if you're only consuming certain things on social media, whether it's YouTube or Instagram or Facebook, it's bullshit. And you have to know that. And you guys do on the deepest level because you're all intelligent, smart people. But you get wrapped up in it. And you start comparing yourself to others. And you compare yourself to The Gap. And you compare yourself to Instagram. And I'll leave you with this before we go. Do not let social media fool you guys. And if you're watching stuff and following stuff and it's making you feel bad, get off that shit. And if you're spending more than, I don't know, 10 minutes a day scrolling through reels and looking at other people's lives and your life isn't, you know, fulfilled and happy, I think it's really a misuse of time, and I believe it's rotting your fucking brain. And I'm not trying to judge you, but I know people have insane amounts of screen time by just scrolling and looking at stuff, and oftentimes it causes this low-level anxiety and it does not make you feel good. So really try to cut that stuff out and focus on the people around you and what's really going on in your life, and just get clear and be happy there. And no, the internet's not real. There are people with only 3 likes on a post, and there's people who actually don't even have social media at all who have plenty of friends and are super happy. And there's people with hundreds of thousands and millions of followers and likes and comments that are lonely as fuck. Now that's real, you guys. Understand that. What you see is not always what you get. There's couples who look super happy together on the internet, yet they're miserable as hell. Like, there's been times Heather and I have been somewhere and we both wanted to essentially slit each other's throats. And, well, we're in Greece and we're by the big blue dome, so we got to take the picture. That really didn't happen in Greece, but it's happened in other places with us where we're arguing and we can't fucking stand each other, but we're at this place that we're probably not going to be at again, so we got to take the photo and post on Instagram. That, my friends, is a couple who looks happy, but is about one step away from throwing each other off the ledge. Like, that shit happens. And there's also people who don't post pictures of themselves or their significant others on the internet ever. And they don't, you know, lay out their undevotional dying love for each other every day on an Instagram or a TikTok or a Facebook post, but yet they have a beautiful, loving, amazing relationship. There's people who know each other very well, but appear as strangers. And there are people who are up to their neck in debt, yet they're living the $30,000 millionaire lavish Instagram lifestyle. And a lot of people only post highlight reels. And a lot of people are only posting what they want you to see to paint a picture of who they want you to think that they are. And that's for external purposes for them. That's for ego. And it's all bullshit. And some people do it, you know, for real. But a lot of it is fake, you guys. And I say that just to remember, the internet's not real life. And even when you see people in real life, appearances are just that. They're just appearances. You don't really know how happy someone is or how sad they are. And you don't know what people are carrying with them in their day. And you don't really know what they're struggling with unless they're clear and transparent with you. And very few people are with anybody, especially when they're going through real shit. So I share all that to say, just give people grace, you know, just try to be a good person each and every day, and compare yourself to you. Compare yourself to how far you have come on your journey. Compare yourself looking backwards at your life, not looking outward, only forward on the, you know, impossible horizon you're trying to catch, and not to the impossible standards that the internet and the world and the people around you have laid out. Because if you do that, you'll never be happy and you'll be miserable forever. Because that, my friend, is focusing on the cup that is holding the coffee and not the actual coffee itself. Because as we know, the coffee can change containers, it can move, it can shift. And really, the importance is just to appreciate your life and where you're at and how far you've come. And if you're in a shit spot right now and you're struggling and you still got a place to go, that's fine. You know, it's not the end and you'll be okay and you can keep things moving, but don't be a perfectionist and don't beat yourself up over all the things you haven't done yet. Appreciate all the things you have done thus far. So hopefully that mixed bag roundabout episode made some sense for you guys. And if you're in a shit mood, it puts you in a good mood. And if you're on a journey right now and you're struggling and you're going through hell, like I always say, man, just keep going because there's a lesson in it somewhere. I know it's tough to hear, especially when you're eating shit and it's some things that you feel like you just can't handle. But honestly, you guys, all the bad days you've had in your life, every single fucking one, you've made it through. Every single shitty day, depressing day, sad day, painful day, just questioning why the hell is this happening? I don't really feel like I can go on, and you're driving yourself crazy and you're stressed and shit seems to just keep, you know, you're in a storm and it's just raining and raining and raining and the waves are crashing on you. You have made it through every single one of those days. And you'll make it through today and you'll make it through tomorrow and you'll make it through the next day. And you'll be a badass motherfucker on the other side. But you just got to keep things moving. That is my motivational rant on this beautiful rainy Easter Sunday here in Scottsdale. I appreciate you guys. As always, if you want to jump on the app, I'm happy to have you guys there. Entrepreneurs, hit me up on the mastermind front. If you want free samples of AG1, just ask. We will send them to you. All our other podcast sponsors and deals are in the show notes. If you're not on our newsletter, hit me up. I'll throw you in there. We do 3 emails a week. Every week, we've done that minimum for at least the past 15 years, and hopefully we can do it for 15 more. Spotify listeners, drop us a 5-star. We appreciate it. Apple Podcast listeners, drop us a 5-star. Leave a comment there. Share this with a friend or family member. We appreciate you guys for all the shares and reposts. It means the world to us and all the comments. For what it's worth, it does keep the motivation going here. And we had a bunch of guests visiting here the last couple weeks. Had a guy, his 60th birthday yesterday, popped in here. Him and his family, super nice. We appreciate that. You know, it lets us know what we do matters. And I had a couple people pop in from the military the day before who were in town just visiting. So If you're ever in Scottsdale, and we can make it work with our group training stuff, I'm happy to have you guys come visit. If I can be here, I'll try to be here on those days too. And you know, you can meet me for whatever reason people want to. I appreciate that. I'm always humbled by it. But we thank you guys for the support and for listening and for being part of all the stuff that we do. So have an amazing rest of your Easter Sunday. Thank you guys for watching on YouTube as always. If you're not on YouTube, you guys can subscribe for free. 2,000 plus videos on there. Like, subscribe. We thank you. And until next time, eat well, train hard, be nice to people. And please, you guys, keep doing shit you love with people you enjoy because your life is too short not to. I'll talk to you soon. Peace.